listen to the stories. We cried and we laughed. Lessons from my history, but not of how we go back. 'Cause we strive to move forward, a vision of what we can be. Full is our circle, complete is you and me. And we'll fill it with love, and we'll fill it with joy, and we'll fill it with pride. A vision of what we can be, my first and last guess. My first and last guess. My first and last guess.
You are listening to Our Stories. It's on the album Mew, which was produced by Stephen Kachung Blanchett, and he's our next guest. We have some exciting things to tell you about, some new developments in his career. So listen to this song to get ready for our interview.
As natives hand in hand, shift of a paradigm. What's the answer? Maybe in the land. 10,000 years we met as beautiful native tribes. We didn't stop this fire, but we kept it in the dark times. And your mind, my first and last hands.
I always like this song. It gets me in a good mood. there's just something
I like that.
Up about it. But the whole album Mew has a lot of great things. Boy, it's so exciting that all of these things have sort of come together at once. And Stephen, I have to say that in life, you know, it often rains and pours at the same time. You don't have little dribbles of things all at once. And it seems like you are having wonderful showers of accolades lately and good things. And, you know, we here at KTOO want to congratulate you. You just got a national fellowship. It's the United States National Artist Fellow Program. It comes with a $50,000 prize, and you're one of 63 artists selected nationwide. And, of course, we have another big fellowship that we're going to tell you about later in the program that you had earlier. But, boy, how does all this feel after working so hard all these years?
Oh, man, it feels so great. You know, it's been a long career. You know, it's been almost 30 years. And it was some dear friends of mine that were like, you know, you need to get into this like fellowship world and apply for these things. And I never thought about that before. It was just, you know, just playing music, just teaching dance. And but I'm really happy that they connected to me. But this one here, actually, the USA Artist Fellowship, it's one that you don't apply for. You get nominated. You get nominated by someone or people. And I'm just so appreciative of whoever nominated me. I don't know. You aren't told who it is, but whoever you are, Guyana Fajaknuk.
And in Yupik, that's thank you so very much. Yes. Yeah. Yes, in Yupik. Well, you know, you are a Yupik living in Tlingit country, Tlingit Ani, and it seems like a lot of these good things have happened since you moved here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite, like you said, when it rains, it pours. And it's been, I'm in rainforest country right now. So this Yupik is enjoying all this rain.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have worked all these years and then have these things happen. And of course, I have to mention that the Kennedy Center recently recognized you along with 50 other artists. So, you know, you have come a long ways from the banks of the Kuskokwim River near Bethel and Nunapichuk, learning your craft and actually kind of pioneering this fusion of African-American gospel singing and Yupik drumming. And it's a combination that to me personally, I guess, I remember seeing you and your brother Philip as young guns starting out with this, and it's such a pleasure to see how this has evolved over the years.
Yeah, we were so little, and I mean, it's like a little less gray hair, probably a little thinner, a little more dancing than singing. But you know, it's just it was our language that was the most important thing for us. You know, putting our other side of our culture, being, you know, being Black and honoring our father's side and that Blanchett side, but also just really uplifting what we saw at that time and still seeing, you know, the sliding of our language with our people. And so for us, it was just kind of sticking a stake in the ground and like, no, we can't lose this anymore. And so we, you know, made that decision to just really start focusing on our traditional dancing, which was so language heavy, and then putting it into the language into more of a contemporary sound.
So what does it mean to win this United States National Artist Fellow program? And what is that all about? What will happen as a result of that?
Well, beyond the really amazing things for my family, you know, having this monetary award it's hard for me to put words to it. It's just like, it's so amazing to have this type of recognition and support, and then the monetary behind it, right? There is one thing that they do help out on, which I'm really appreciating, is they've connected all the artists to, if they wanted to a financial advisor. So to me, I'm like, wow, I need help with this. So, and you know, things, so I'm really appreciative that they are doing that for us. You know, they don't just give us money and like, there you go, here you go. But like really giving us the opportunity to get sound advice on investing if we wanted to, on the taxes that we're going to get in, you know, in 2023. but just having a strategy for getting this, I mean, it's a lot of money. But I think on one thing I'm really appreciative about as well, is that I learned that from here on out, I will have the opportunity to nominate folks myself. So, you know, thinking about other Alaska Native artists or Native American artists that are out there that are just doing amazing things and might not get this type of recognition or connected to a fellowship like this, I'll be able to do that now. So I'm like, that's so cool.
You know, and it seems that you are in a new phase of your career, which I guess is mentorship. I mean, I definitely see this in your Mew album, that you bring in some other young performers like Air Jazz and some other singers. I think that's so amazing that you do that. So I suppose that everything you learn, you're going to pass on to those that you're mentoring.
I feel like I'm in the uncle status now. So like I'm playing uncle to some of these young guns, and I'm happy to be at this place and to be able to uplift some of these up and coming artists.
How does that feel? Because some artists might be, that's a little bit too much energy for me to deal with.
No, they keep me on my toes, man. I love it. They're inspirational. Like, you know, this last album I worked with, like you mentioned, Arias Hoyle, Air Jazz, but it's Byron Nicolai and Akumatu and Delbert Anderson and Aviai Lumholt. Man, and they have such energy, and they have inspired me in ways that they don't even really realize, I'm sure. So I'm looking forward to more projects. And
so
more collaboration.
Before we run out of time, I know that one of your projects near and dear to your heart is at Old Harbor in Kodiak Island, where you've been working with the community there to revive their dancing. And although Yupik dancing is a little bit different than the style of dancing that they do in Kodiak, they're very similar. So I understand that you're going to go back out there and be working with people.
Yeah, the one thing is like the Yupik language and the Sukhpak language, or some Aleutic language, are very similar. Our language is mutually intelligible, and our dancing, we use our language to really inform for their their interpretation of their own culture, right? So I'm not going over there teaching them Yupik dance, and I'm utilizing our Yupik style of dancing and singing as inspiration for them to create their own. And I'm kind of like following in the footsteps of like Chuna McIntyre, who went out there many, many times before me, Chuna McIntyre from Eek, and worked with Chumi Lutstun, the original dance group that was the original revitalization efforts back in the 80s. So I'm going there next weekend. I'm so excited. So it's a two-year project where I'll be going there every 2 months. And so next week is the first time I'm going. We had some, like, it was supposed to start in November, but Omicron just kind of put a wrench in that. But things seem to be opening up a little bit, and we're ready to start jamming on the drums and singing our songs. So I'm really excited. And we're working with elders there, language learners, youth. Oh man, it's huge.
You know, it's interesting how it's exploding there. And I remember when you first started working with them, it was really a struggle. I mean, the people were learning new words, trying to get people to attend. But the community kept working and working, and now it's just like flourishing. It's an amazing thing. Isn't that wonderful to be a part of something like that?
It's so good to see. It's so awesome. And, you know, I've been working with them for about 12 years now, 12 to 13 years. And I was going out there at least once a year, sometimes 2-3 times a year, and working specifically with Old Harbor and just really building it up there. So Old Harbor's at the space now in the place where they can make it spread throughout the whole island. And there's all the 7 communities.
That's right. They're opening up their dance festivals to the whole island, inviting people.
Yeah.
That is kind of exciting to see that it doesn't take much sometimes to make good things happen. It takes a lot, but then it doesn't either.
Yeah.
Because people would have declared even Yupik dancing 40 years ago about to die.
Absolutely. There's been revitalization efforts happening in many different parts of Alaska over the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah. So given all of these good things have happened, and we mentioned that you also helped to launch Rock Auk, the first Indigenous music festival in Alaska, and the first festival of its kind in the country. I mean, what's next on your big drawing board, your visioning?
There's a lot coming up. I'm really excited to tell people about some of the things I've been working on. Like I said, I've been to Hollywood a couple times. I might be in a couple shows. You know, some collaborative projects here in town that I'm not going to say where it is, but I really cannot wait to release it. I think it's going to be, people will be hearing about it in the next few weeks. And so I'm super excited to be able to unleash that.
Can't give us any hints.
No.
But
for the shows, the next one, if you guys are really into Rutherford Falls, I'm on season 2 of Rutherford Falls, and and then working on reservation dogs. So
my goodness, boy, that reservation dog,
a lot of fun stuff, quite a
big deal now. So all right, well, just quickly, what does your mom say about all this? Because I know that your mom loves her culture and kind of inoculated you with that. You know, it had to be a part of your DNA, literally.
Oh, my mom's, you know, she's our biggest fan. We got to be home for the holidays. Went home and we had like an impromptu show that we did, and mom was there, and it was awesome. Just having her come up and sing with us is the best part.
I'll bet. Well, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. I really know that everybody in this town is excited to hear this news. Stephen Kachung Blanchett.
Guyana Chish.
A fusion of the two words. Thanks.